Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Gene. Happy Thursday.
Hey. Yeah, same to you.
I feel like there's a lot we need to talk about, but I also know that there's a lot of things we need to keep it compact. But I definitely want to use this. I want to use this time to tell people that we are we're doing another yard sale fundraiser this Saturday, December the 5th, and all the details should be on our website. If not, people can contact us to find out.
Contact Gene and Mary at gmail.com.
We have the scoop, that is for sure. I definitely want to send out best wishes and good, you know, happy healing and good health to one of our listeners, Sharon Black, over in Smith Center, Kansas. She's been diagnosed with COVID. Sharon, I hope you're listening, and I hope you know that we're thinking of you and sending you nothing but good vibrations and lots of healing energy and prayers.
Yes.
I have a word for you today, Gene.
Okay.
The word is portmanteau.
Oh.
Do you know what that is?
I've heard the word, but no, what? I don't really.
A portmanteau, commonly, it's basically a large suitcase. And that's kind of gone into archaic, but it's more commonly when you derive a word by blending two or more other words.
Really?
The word smog is a portmanteau. It is derived from smoke and fog.
Sure.
Well, and I would dare say that Gene and Mary is a portmanteau of take a break.
It is. It is. Well, you know, thinking about that, the only one we make up, I think we make up stuff like that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, make up word. That's pretty cool.
People do.
And I guess it doesn't matter if it's a word nobody ever heard of, as long as the person you're saying it to knows what you mean. If everybody agrees what it means, then it's done.
If you think about it, be unique is a portmanteau.
It is.
We took the first word of the letter of, I mean, the first letter of the word B, B-E, and then we changed the spelling of the word unique, which is typically U-N-I-Q-U-E.
Mm-hmm.
And we merged those two words, the phrase be unique, into one word. It still sounds like the phrase, and it means the same thing. It means, you know, we encourage people to be unique, to be authentic. And nobody is more embracing of authenticity and uniqueness than I am, really and truly. I mean, you saw me yesterday with those leg warmers.
What
I love is that my friends like Laurel Schneider understand this, and they buy me gifts like leg warmers that look like a combination of a unicorn, a fairy, and the Grinch. It's just amazing.
Unicorn, a fairy, that's good.
And you cannot accuse me of having the Grinch's attitude, because I do not.
No.
I want to get through our trivia, because I want to really dig into our topic here. I'm excited about our bedtime rituals. I'm hoping that a couple of people will call in. They talked about it yesterday. They said that, you know, they have rituals, or they need to develop a ritual, and I thought maybe they could call in today and we'd hear from them. If not, it's okay. But the topic, the trivia question for this week is, which house was Harry Potter almost sorted into?
Hmm.
Hint number one, there are four houses of Hogwarts, founded by Godric Gryffindor, Salazar Slytherin, Rowena Ravenclaw, and Helga Hufflepuff. Hint two, each of these houses stand for various characteristics and qualities. Gryffindor stands for bravery, nerve, courage, and chivalry. Hufflepuff values loyalty, dedication, hard work, and patience. Ravenclaw stands for wisdom, knowledge, and intelligence. Slytherin values ambition, cunning, and resourcefulness. And you know what? I think Be Unique would stand for all of those qualities together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bravery, courage, chivalry, loyalty, dedication, hard work, patience, wisdom, knowledge, intelligence, ambition, resourcefulness.
I've not read Harry Potter, but it sounds like those are all the characteristics that we tend to attribute to a human or a person.
Heroes,
you know, altogether, one whole.
So that's why that's why Harry Potter became such a bestseller, because it embraces a lot. I've never read the books for various reasons. Can't even begin to tell you why. I never pierced my ears for various reasons. Don't really have a solid, I didn't do it because of this. It's just, I just haven't done it. There are a lot
never
of things
it.
I haven't done in this particular lifetime. But moving on to hint number three, Harry Potter was based on a childhood neighbor of J.K. Rowling's. And today's new hint is Harry embodied many of the traits that were approved and appreciated by Salazar Slytherin: clever, resourceful, and cunning. Yet the sorting hat put him in another house, because the very fact that he asked not to be in Slytherin showed that he did not belong there. And that brings me up to another, well, I have to say, first of all, you can find these hints and a fifth hint, and I don't remember if there's a bonus or not, but I almost always try to put a bonus hint on our website along with the answer. The answer's right there. But I wanted to segue a little bit into yesterday. We had a creative circle for Be Unique. We're creating some amazing headpieces and wands to sell at the Renaissance Fair that's taking place on December 12th at Green Gables. And amazing, amazing stuff coming from us, and other vendors will be there. Not very many. We were specially invited, so I feel very honored to be able to do this.
That's awesome.
Lynn had created a headpiece, and we all agreed on a name for it, because we name all of our headpieces. We put a price on them, and then we bless them and send them out with, you know, we bless them with Palo Santo and the energy of peace and unconditional love, so that they're really fabulous pieces of art, I think. I'm just a little bit biased. However, we had agreed on a name for one of her headpieces, and it was a masculine-looking one. Three times I wrote the name, I put the price on it, I put the string through it, and I was tying it to the wreath. Three times that tag fell off the string, out of my hand, and onto the floor. And the third time this happened, I said, well, I don't think this wreath wants to be named that. Let's come up with another name, which we did. Went through the same process. Once I put it on the string, I tied it on the wreath, on the headpiece, and it was beautiful. It just stayed beautifully. It didn't fall off at all. And that's kind of like when Harry Potter said he did not want to be in Slytherin, it showed that he did not belong there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know what house he was in and what house he didn't, you know, he didn't want to be in Slytherin. And if you know what house he was in, you've got a 50% chance of win of getting the question right, because there are only two other houses left.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and if you go to beunique.org, you can find the answer there too.
Yes. So that brings me to our topic for today's show.
Okay.
What does this music make you think of?
Okay, Brahms Lullaby.
Lullaby and good night. Mm-hmm. And our topic today is bedtime rituals. Now, I will tell you, I have a bedtime ritual. My husband's got one too, but his is totally different from mine. His ritual is to work himself into a stupor and then fall into bed. He just works until he can't go anymore, and then he goes to bed. And he falls before his head hits the pillow, I think he's sound asleep, because he's worked that hard. And he's a cerebral person. He's a computer programmer. So all of his work is in his head. But when he shuts it off, he shuts it off. It's click, click, and he's done.
Wow.
How about you?
Cool. Well, I usually stay up until I'm too tired to stay awake anymore. Reading usually, listening to podcasts, whatever it might be. But then when it's time, I go ahead and I turn off, you know, the TV and get myself all ready. And one of the things that's brought me a lot better sleep over the last months is that I've returned to my childhood habit of my nighttime prayers. And basically, it involves just simply asking God or the universe or spirit, whoever, what you want to call it, to return all of my energy and power to me, anything that I expended during the day, and to return anyone's power that's in me or energy back out of me and back to them or to the earth.
And that's really nice.
And that's it. And then I feel comfortable. I go to sleep. I feel like I'm myself. And as I sleep, my energy comes to me. And I wake up in the morning. The first thing I do in the morning when I wake up is thank God for being awake. And then once I do that, I'm set. I'm good. But the prayers, returning to the prayers, I think, and listening to quiet music kind of puts me in a quiet mood.
Yeah, a lot of people do like, you know, I of course brush my teeth, and I have a ritual that I do on my face, and you know, I moisturize my hands and my feet, put on my socks and my gloves, and part of that is because of a condition I have on my skin, but it just feels good. It's kind of like giving yourself a little massage. Oh, we have a caller. We have a caller at the last minute. Let's see who this is.
Awesome.
Hello. Who's calling in from 631? Hi.
Barbara Marino.
Well, hello, Barbara Marino. How are you?
Hello, friends. I'm doing well.
Hi.
I enjoyed yesterday. I had a
Wasn't
great
it fun?
Time.
Oh,
it
I
really
was.
And I even got a little creative.
Yeah,
and
I want to know where my car is.
Oh, what did he say?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello, Ken.
This is Ken. So where's the Corvette that was supposed to go in the driveway for that price?
Dude, I have a birdhouse for you.
Okay, I'll take that. That's a good consolation price.
I can walk that over to you after today's show. How about that?
Boy, I'm so excited.
And we'll take a picture.
Oh, no. You don't want to do that.
But, I don't want to break my camera, that's for sure.
That's
exactly. Do you and Barb have bedtime rituals?
Bedtime rituals?
That's what we're talking
about. I fall asleep on the couch watching TV, and Barbara goes to bed.
I can remember when I was a child growing up, you know, a little Catholic girl. My, if there was ever anything drastic, like when my brother was in Vietnam, every night we would gather around the couch and kneel on the floor and we would pray the rosary. And then we would do what we call the God bless yous. God bless mama, God bless daddy, God. And we'd go down the line. There were eight children. And then after we got through our immediate family, we'd play God bless grandmama, God bless grandpa, God bless cousin, God, you know, all the way around. And I do something similar, but instead of the God blesses, I talk about what I'm grateful for. I go to bed every night with gratitude and appreciation for the many, many things that I have received in life, even things I no longer have, but simple things like a nice bed to sleep in or a rug beside my bed. The fact that I have a nightstand with a lamp on it that I can turn on anytime.
Mm-hmm.
So I talk about the simple things that people take for granted.
Yeah. I think that to me is really the biggest thing is gratitude. If you think about gratitude a lot, it'll actually pop up in your life a lot. But you got to think about it on purpose. You know, if you don't think about it regularly, then do it on purpose. It'll just happen. It's awesome. Automatic after a little while.
So, you guys, we are at the end of our 15 minutes. Tomorrow we're going to talk about nicknames. Ken, you definitely want to join in for that one.
Yeah.
Nicknames.
Make a list of the nicknames you have.
Nicknames.
Okay. My father had a special nickname for me as I was growing up. I probably couldn't repeat some of the names my brothers and sisters called me. I have one sister gave me a very flattering nickname that I'll talk about tomorrow. I know that Gene had some interesting nicknames as he was going through life. So we're going to be talking about that.
That'll be fun. All right.
So who wants to sing a song and get us out of here?
All right. Well, have a great day.
You too. Thanks for calling. I'll be over shortly with your gift.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Well, Mary, I can play you out of here with my recorder if you'd like.
I would love that. Oh, did I tell – I don't know if I said it on the air, but we picked up new listeners – and our seven new countries are now listening to us. So we're up to like 56 countries. I'm so excited.
Awesome. Yeah.
I am so excited.
Here we go.
All right. Bye bye, Gene.
Bye. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Beans.